Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
And day 176 since Joe Biden promised he wouldn't abandon Americans behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, and he did, and it's not looking good. A lot to get to today. I will tell you to see the mob, the media, in a panic, and now they're hedging their bets because they put all their eggs in the Joe Biden basket, and it's deteriorating dramatically, so they all want to act like they're, you know, Joe Biden fans. We'll go over all the poll numbers in the course of the show today. Look, Biden's weakness and his minor incursion comments are going to be a disaster. That's predictable. I will tell you this, and this is the saddest thing of all. Two of New York City's finest, and that means police officers, were shot and, you know, killed over the weekend at a apartment complex in New York City. And the cop killer kept firing at the wounded officers even as they lay helplessly on the ground. In other words, basically like an execution, all caught on body cam. I doubt any person with a soul would want to watch it. The criminal used an illegal gun, handgun, a Glock, with a high-capacity magazine to kill one of the officers and critically injure his partner, but also then loaded a weapon that he stashed under his bed at the time, according to law enforcement. Anyway, the suspect had been listening to extremist anti-government, anti-police podcasts before attacking the cops, and he continued to shoot at the police officers. Now, here's the thing. If you go back, and I had the former mayor of New York, Comrade Bill de Blasio, on, it was right at the time, remember, when cops were being assaulted almost on a daily basis in New York City. This was after the city cut $1 billion to their NYPD budget. There were cops. They take big buckets of water, fluid. The cops have no. By the way, you get doused with fluid. Do you have any idea what the fluid is? No, you don't. This is when they were literally just destroying cop cars. If cop cars showed up in the neighborhood, just harassing. I mean, this was just utter lawlessness, anarchy, and the Democrats' silence on this insurrectionist activity. 574 riots, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. No committee looking into any of this. We had a police officer shot in D.C. last night. At least one suspect barricaded nearby house, according to the Metro Police Department there. A Texas cop was fatally shot during a midnight traffic stop. There is no routine traffic stop for those people that keep saying that. Sadly, Chicago, typical weekend, an 8-year-old little girl struck with a stray bullet walking with her mom in Chicago. You can't even walk the streets. How do you pursue happiness if you can't walk the streets and you're not safe and secure in your own house, your own home, your own neighborhood? This Houston police deputy was killed early Sunday morning, pulled a guy over in what officials described as a brutal attack there. We now had over 100 carjackings in Philadelphia during the first 3 weeks of 2022. As a matter of fact, the Daily Mail had a piece, carjackings are up by 510% in major U.S. cities, Chicago, New York, Philly, New Orleans, all experiencing this type of hike. I mean, it's massive. We've never seen anything like it. You've got police under siege all around the country, and now we have to go back and we have to think and we have to say, how did we get to this point? Now, let's look at the numbers. In 2021, ambush-style attacks against police officers were up a whopping 115%. That's in 2021 compared to 2020, and 2020 was a record-breaking year. So you had 346 officers shot in the line of duty in 2021, according to the National Fraternal order of police. Now, there's five states with the highest number shot: Texas, Illinois, California, Georgia. I mean, you know, usually high density, population density areas. But that's a lot of people. And the violence just keeps going on. And why do you think we're here? Because if we would have arrested the people that were out rioting in 2020 in the summer, and we would have used the video footage to arrest them, and in most cases, we never bothered. That's the thing. We have all this video evidence of looting, arson, assault on police officers. We can identify those people. Do you think they ever take the time to arrest? We don't. They get away with it. What does that do? That emboldens criminals to keep doing what they're doing. There are no consequences for their behavior. And it's also a direct result of, let's see, defund, dismantle, no bail laws, all supported by the radical Democratic Socialist Party. You know, our own vice president, but Joe Biden even said it himself. Will you redirect funds? Yeah, of course I'll redirect funds. Kamala Harris supporting a bail fund, tweeting that out. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. They won't stop. Beware. Take note. Beware. What does beware, take note mean? Is that what we're going to continue to have rioting? The same people that won't even bring in Nancy Pelosi and the sergeant of arms and the mayor of D.C. Why did after Donald Trump had to legally, and he did, authorize calling up guard troops 2 days before January 6th, why didn't they bring him up? And if they want it to never happen again, why don't they bring in the speaker and the mayor and the sergeant of arms and the Capitol police chief who asked for and requested troops as well? Why don't they ask those people? Oh, sorry. Why get to the real answer of a question? Where's the committee investigating all this rioting? You know, it's very, very interesting to watch. You know, after what happened in New York, obviously there's a lot of media coverage and outrage. And, you know, all the people that were out there reimagine the police, defund the police, dismantle the police, you know, praising the LAPD as Kamala Harris did when they cut the police budget, $1 billion cut for New York City's police budget. Like, for example, in New York, this happens Friday night, this tragic police shooting. You have the public advocate of New York, Jermaine Williams. Now, we found comments from June 30th, 2020. By saying we're hiring additional police officers, I think that's sending the wrong message. After the shooting of these cops on Friday night, these men answered a plea for help, both risks, and one lost their life while trying to protect another New Yorker's safety, as countless officers across our city do every day. The Attorney General, in April of 2021, we need to talk about the history of policing, which is embedded in racism going back to the slave trade, the slave code, black code, etc. Friday night, all of New York State is mourning tonight. We pray for the safety of our policing communities. You know, and it goes on and on. And then if you turn on the TV, fake news CNN is out there, and they're critical of, you know, rising crime coverage, saying that it's overblown. Well, tell that to the families of the 346 officers shot in the line of duty last year alone, setting a record from 2020. Talk to the families of cops that are involved in these ambush style attacks. That's up 115%. I mean, it's unbelievable. 346 officers shot in the line of duty. You know, Fox News, their exaggeration of crime. It's not an exaggeration when the numbers are up, and they're up dramatically. And I love how everybody sings a whole different tune now. New York governor blames the shot from an illegal gun for killing the officers. And the mayor made a comment as well, the new mayor, that's Eric Adams. And he's blaming gun. He thinks gun control is the answer. New York has already some of the most restrictive gun laws in the entire country. He's demanding assistance from Washington, D.C. to block the constant flow of firearms into the Big Apple. Not talking about legal firearms. And there are so many restrictions on firearms in New York. I know, because I own firearms and I live in New York. It's ridiculous. The group Black Lives Matter, their chapter in Washington, D.C., the same group that once chanted pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, and what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? They're indignant. Why do you think they're indignant? They're indignant that the police officers shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes after an officer was shot and wounded Sunday in Northwest D.C. Suspect still at large for after opening fire on officers on the streets of D.C.'s Petworth Avenue neighborhood. And the Metropolitan Police Department said one officer has been shot, not named, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Black Lives Matter D.C. took the opportunity to promote their anti-cop campaign and warn against the spread of cop agenda. I don't know what the hell that means. Being black in D.C. is more dangerous than any job. A teen rapper who shot the NYPD cop using his record deal money to pay for bail. How do you shoot a cop and never get bail, period? You don't deserve to be on the street and getting bail. You know, how many more cops are going to have to get shot? Who wants to be a cop today? You know, reminder, intentional killings have reached a 20-year high, according to the FBI. That's the highest number of law enforcement officers intentionally killed in the line of duty since the terror attacks on September 11th, 2001. Oh, that's not something to be alarmed about. You know, oh, Biden. What did Biden say over the summer of 2020? Nothing. They said Democrats said next to nothing. They sat by silently. You know, two killed in a crash, including a police officer, and that's in Memphis, Tennessee. You have gang members charged in the slaying of an off-duty officer in Los Angeles. And it goes on every day. And now carjacking is on the right. Why is this? Shouldn't be hard to figure out. Because if you're going to be weak on crime, if you're going to dismantle and defund the police, if you're going to get rid of bail laws, you're giving a license to go out and steal when you don't arrest people. If they don't, as long as they don't steal over $1,000, what do you think is going to happen? What is the predictable result? Exactly what we see happening. Where is the Congressional Committee on that insurrection? That type, these type of attacks against the bravest of the brave. Oh, Hannity, not all cops are good cops. You're right. There's 1%. I said that all during my coverage of uncovering the deep state and their abuse of power and corruption. It's not all FBI. As a matter of fact, most FBI rank and file that I knew were glad and grateful that I covered it because it's not the organization that they signed up for. And they believe in law and order and not, you know, politicizing or criminalizing political differences, as now is really going on worse than ever. They believe in equal justice and equal application of our laws. What cop is going to want to arrest somebody knowing the person's getting out 5 minutes later and it's not going to make a difference? How do you expect stores to stay open if you can steal $950 worth of stuff and you're only going to get a citation? I mean, this is madness. And it's preventable, like everything else in Biden's America. By the way, interest rates, we're told we're going to get 3 or 4 rate increases. It's not helping the Dow or crypto. I've been looking at the numbers all day. Anyway, as every day passes, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, now is the time to do it. The amount of money you're going to save literally is hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every month, and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your loan. Now, our friends at AmericanFinancing.net will give you an absolutely free mortgage review, and you will be given as many options as you want and see exactly how much money you can save. No risk, no cost, no obligation. 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200, on the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.